Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Kathleen O'Higgins. She's with the Stutsman County Wildlife Federation. And Kathleen, welcome to our show.
Hi, good morning, Warren.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathleen. Excited to have you on to talk about the Stutsman County Wildlife Federation and, of course, several other events that are coming up with the SCWF. But before we start about that, Kathleen, would you mind telling our listeners what Stutsman County Wildlife Federation is and what you guys do?
Sure. We are a sportsman's club that promotes wildlife management and youth education for hunting and conservation. We do a lot of stuff in Stutsman County, and we also hold a lot of events for youth in the county as well.
And the Stutsman County Wildlife Federation also does more than just hold youth events. They also get involved with many different things going on in the county, right?
That's right. We manage wood duck boxes in the county, and we just purchased a handful of new ones to replace older or damaged boxes. We also offer pheasant hens for spring release. We're waiting till the last storm to get rid of the last of them, but we do have those available for our members.
For sure. Lots of events. You see SCWF a lot of the times with a lot of youth activities that are outside and outdoors and very involved in the community in Stutsman County, like you say. Lots of events, Kathleen, that SCWF has coming up in 2018.
Yes. We work with other conservation clubs in the county, including United Sportsmen, the Buffalo City Gun Club, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, and the North Dakota Fur Trappers and Harvesters Association. We come together and offer a youth day event. Lots of fun stuff happening there with trap shooting, archery, a duck wing maze, and a trapping demo. Other events that our club offers specifically are Youth Fishing Day and a youth pheasant hunt in the fall.
Really, really fun stuff, too. I know a lot of individuals in Stutsman County participate in those. Very good turnout for those. And another thing you wanted to touch on briefly, Kathleen, was the pronghorn tag raffle that you guys will have going on.
Yes, the club was really lucky this year to receive a pronghorn tag from the state, and we're raffling it off on August 16th. The tag can be used in any open unit in the state, and there still needs to be an application to be submitted, but we're really excited to be able to offer that this year.
Oh, very exciting. So if people miss out on that, they'll have a chance to win a raffle and then they'll be able to participate. So that's always fun. Kathleen O'Higgins, again, Stutsman County Wildlife Federation, joining us on Let's Talk About It. So people can keep in mind those other events coming up. But on April 21st, like you said, Kathleen, will be the Wildlife Federation hosting an Earth Day event. This is an event you're holding in conjunction with Earth Day, right?
Yes. And this year's theme for Earth Day is a world without plastic pollution. Earth Day is actually on April 22nd. We're just celebrating it the day before. And it's perfectly timed with the new recycling program in Jamestown. We're going to do a quick Earth Day cleanup, and the kids will earn an Earth Day patch from Game and Fish. And then we'll move on to the birdhouse building, which is really fun.
Oh, fantastic. So obviously there's going to be birdhouse building involved, but what are some things that interested individuals will need to bring with them? Or will there be a cost or anything to participate in this, Kathleen?
The event is free, and all they need to bring is themselves with an adult. We're asking folks to register, and there's a link on our Facebook page. But just bring yourself and come have fun. They'll get an Earth Day patch from Game and Fish out of the deal and a t-shirt as well.
Oh, awesome. So a lot of incentive to go and try it out again. Get involved with the Stutsman County Wildlife Federation. We have Kathleen O'Higgins from the Stutsman County Wildlife Federation joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. So registration is free, and it looks like if individuals want to participate in this, Kathleen, they have a deadline, and there's a max number of registrants that you're taking.
Yes, correct. There's only space in the shop for 40 kids. So okay. We're asking folks to register. And to guarantee a t-shirt, we're asking them to register before April 11th.
April 11th, you can do that. And the event link can be found, as Kathleen said, on the Facebook page. And also, if there's any Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts listening, it looks like the event will qualify towards credit for a belt loop pin or a merit badge. So leaders can also get their kids involved with that. Kathleen, do you want to give your Facebook page or a phone number or a website people can go to if they want to get more information about the event or Stutsman County Wildlife Federation?
Sure. People can go to www.facebook.com/Stutzman County Wildlife Club.
And then easy peasy, they find it that way, right?
Yes.
So Kathleen, is there anything else you wanted to mention about Stutzman County Wildlife Federation or about the upcoming April 21st birdhouse building event that you have planned?
I think I just encourage folks to sign up and come out to the Game and Fish office and have fun with us for our first event on April 21st.
Awesome. Very good. So get signed up too. Wednesday, April 11th is the registration deadline to guarantee a t-shirt. All participants have to be accompanied by an adult as well. So Kathleen, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.